amendments proposed.
The spring of 2020 is setting up to be another season with a very tight window for fertilizer applications. CHS Senior Vice President of Agronomy Gary Halverson says this situation began more than a year ago.
We had a tough spring of 19, 2020 will be compressed. Fall fertilizer applications were, I think we'd say, poor, and that might be a nice way to say it. So we know we've got a bunch of work, and especially if you think that we're going to get up to 92, 93, 94 million acres of corn, the volume of nitrogen alone that we have to handle is exponential. So for us, being able to leverage the network, the supply chain, the global network that supports all of these assets, that's really important for us to find our way through this done.
Halverson says investments have been made in the past to address these challenges. That includes the hub fertilizer network, the import facility at Galveston, and the relationship with CF Industries. A crop will be planted in 2020, and Halverson remains optimistic.
And so these long production cycles that ag has, it forces us to always look in, you know, out the windshield, not in the rearview mirror. And we feel good about the chances that ag has in 2020. There's always an opportunity. It's just a matter of if we're good enough stewards and we're optimists, so we can take advantage of it.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.